Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Gallup has just released its annual update on Americans' confidence in institutions. Joining me to talk about this with a great deal of confidence is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
What tops the list this year?
Well, it is not Congress. I say that because Congress is dead last. It is the military and small business. Those are actually the only two institutions that Americans are really substantially confident in. The military gets a current 72% confidence rating, small business 67, and everything else is well down below that. As I mentioned, at the bottom of the list with an 8% confidence rating is Congress, dead last, lowest we've ever seen except for last year. Good news for members of Congress who may be listening. It was 7% last year, so they're up 1 point this year, still at the bottom of the list.
Now, back to the top, you cited small business. Is it just defined that way, or are there terms attached?
No, we just say small business, but there's a huge contrast with big business. Just that one adjective, look at the difference here. Small business is 67% confident. When we put big in front of the word business, confidence plummets all the way down to 21%. So even if you're a big business, Dave, define yourself as small if you want to get more positive vibes, as it were, from consumers out there in American society.
Police departments have been much in the news over the past year, and have perceptions about policing changed?
Well, they're down some, but I think that's why these data are important, because they put this in historical context. Back in 1993, 52% of Americans said they had confidence in police, and that was after all of the Rodney King goings-on out in Los Angeles. Then we can fast forward to today. It is exactly the same, 52% confidence in police. So we are no lower now than we were then, although both of those 52% ratings are the lowest that we've seen. At times, confidence in the police has risen up into the 50s and actually into the 60% range. So it's down. But where we are right now in terms of Americans' confidence in police is not an all-time low. And I should point out, on an absolute basis, to have a majority who are confident in an institution at 52% is still relatively high, because most of the ones we test are actually below the majority level.
Does Gallup break it down by demographics, specifically white and non-white?
Yes, we do. And clearly, there's a big difference. Non-whites fell this year. Blacks, actually, when we aggregate over the last couple of years, are right at about 30% confidence in police, which is about 20 points lower than the overall average. So clearly, we see this big gap between the way that whites and blacks in particular look at police in American society today. One of the reasons, of course, mathematically, that confidence in the police can't go too much lower is that blacks are already fairly low to begin with. So their confidence in the police was not good, and is not good when we did these ratings just a couple of weeks ago.
With the economy on the mend, I'm wondering if banks are starting to be held in higher regard.
They are. It's not great. They're still in the 20% range, but they had fallen even lower, down to the low 20s after the Great Recession, the mortgage crisis that came about in 2008, 2009. But gradually, banks have been crawling back up almost 30% now, about 28% confidence level. So again, that's not great. But I guess banks should take what they're given. And at this moment, confidence is at least a little higher than it was just a few years ago.
Frank, I know a specific interest of yours is attitudes pertaining to religion and church affiliation. Does Gallup poll in this regard as well?
Yes, we ask about the church or organized religion. That's the way we phrase it. All-time low this year. That's a substantially important indicator. Of course, we have been hearing a lot about, and we've talked about, the increase in the percent of Americans who don't have a religious affiliation at all, the so-called nuns. That's been a generalized trend in American society, and now confidence in the church or organized religion is down to 42%. It's a steady decline. That rating goes all the way back for decades, and it's gone up and down, but it's gradually been declining. One might think that some of that would come among Catholics, which are between 20 or 25% of the American public, but actually Catholics have held their own in terms of confidence in the church, actually up a little. The loss of confidence comes much more from Protestants this year than it does among Catholics.
How large is that erosion over the time that Gallup's been measuring?
We had measured confidence in religion as high as 68%, and that came back in the 70s when we first started measuring it. And then gradually it's kind of been up and down since then, and now it's at 42%. So you can do the math and see it has been a gradual drop over the decades in Americans' confidence in the church or organized religion.
Though with an increasing Hispanic population in America, does that demographic counter the trend?
That's a very interesting question, because Hispanics do tend to be certainly more Catholic than the average American population, but actually they're not hyper-religious. When I've looked at the data in some depth, we don't find that Hispanics, for example, are nearly as religious as another race or ethnic group that we look at carefully, and that's African Americans in American society, who are very religious. So even though Hispanics are increasing as a percent of the U.S. population, I don't think that that in and of itself is going to change dramatically this downward trend we've seen on a lot of religious indicators.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.